Well, it is a privilege and a joy to be here with you for the first time. I've never been in this building before, and it is first time that I'm meeting you. I bring you also greetings from our church in Cheltenham, Providence Chapel, and we do pray that the Lord would bless you. Let us turn to the Word of God in the book of Genesis that was read before you, Genesis chapter 22. And the text that I want to leave before you this morning is found in verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. In this chapter of God's Word, the Holy Spirit gives us a description of Abraham's most severe trial. Abraham was the friend of God, the Scripture says. But in God's good and wise providence, Abraham was called to endure the most heart-rending trial that any man ever has had to face, other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Friends, all of God's saints, all of God's people, they must suffer in this world. All believers must endure trials as long as they live. You see, faith, it must be proved. It must be proved. And it is proved only when it is put to the test. And here was the test that Abraham faced. Intimate communion and fellowship with God. Closeness with the Lord will not prevent trials. We have a false notion of Christianity in our day. There's so many churches that preach a gospel that they say that you become a Christian, you become rich, you lose all your illnesses, and you'll be completely healed of all kinds of things, and so on. There is no mention of trial. There is no mention of striving against sin. But here was the friend of God who was severely tested. Strong faith will not prevent trials. In fact, these things most assuredly bring trials. Faith brings trials. Abraham, he walked with God as a friend. He believed in God implicitly. Yet never was a man made to endure a great trial than this. Abraham, he was asked by God, he was required by God to sacrifice his own dear son, his only son, only begotten son. Isaac was the son that came from Abraham and Sarah. And he was to sacrifice him to the Lord. Don't pay any attention to those who would tell you that it is never God's will for His children to suffer in this world. Suffering is not necessarily a sign of God's displeasure. In Genesis 22, the Lord gives us this truth, that true faith must be proved by trials. However, our subject is not the believer's trial in this world, but God's provision. It is God's provision that I want us to think about this morning. You know what happened upon this mountain, the Mount Moriah? God, He provides a ram as a substitute to die in the place of Isaac. And there Abraham, he raises up an everlasting memorial to God, which is recorded in the Word of God. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. That's the title, Jehovah Jireh. That's the title of our God, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. That's how God reveals Himself to Abraham. And that name has, we could say, it has three different meanings, or three different translations. We can translate this name of God in three different ways. It could be translated, the Lord will see. If you have a margin in your Bibles, it is given another rendering. The Lord will see. Or, the Lord will provide. Or, the Lord shall be seen, as we have it in that text. However, the idea here, this name of God here, the idea is God seeing and for God being seen. God sees and God is seen. That's the idea behind this name. And my friends, for God to see is for God to provide. You know how we sometimes say in English, I will see to it. I will see to it. And that's when we mean, I will take care of that. I will provide for it. And in English, the word for provide, it comes from the actual word, a Latin word, which means to see. And that's the meaning of the text here. God, you see, He sees. He sees the sinners. He sees the sinner's need. And with the foresight of His love, His divine love, He prepares the supply. God sees the need of His people. He sees the people's need and He supplies for our needs by His grace. And God is seen in that provision that He makes. So this truth that is in this name of our God, Jehovah Jireh, that ruled Abraham's heart. He believed in this God who sees, in this God who provides. And it was faith in Jehovah Jireh that sustained this old patriarch's heart throughout the whole ordeal here. Faith in Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will provide, enables Abraham to give the prompt and unswerving obedience that is recorded in this chapter. Many things would have crossed Abraham's mind. Many things would have crossed his mind that might have caused him to disobey God, to doubt God. He may have asked himself some questions. Wouldn't you think about certain things if God asked you to sacrifice your child? Someone who you love? Think of the questions that Abraham would have asked. What would he have asked himself? He would have thought, if I slay my son, if I sacrifice my son to God, how can God keep His promise to make my seed, my offspring, as numerous as the sand of the seashore? How can He do that? How can He make my offspring to be greater than the numbers of the stars in the heavens? But He answers that question to Himself by saying, the Lord will see, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And so what he does, he takes that painful journey to Moriah. He takes his son Isaac with him and those servants, and then he leaves the servants behind and then he goes with Isaac. Abraham, he must have had many perplexing thoughts, questions about Sarah, his wife, and about his relationship with her. How will I tell Sarah? Imagine, how will I tell Sarah that I have killed her only son? She will certainly think that I have done a horrible thing, terrible thing, a terrible mistake. How can I convince her that this was required of our God? Will I lose Sarah? Will I lose her too? Will she despise me and leave me? But he strengthens himself and he says, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. The Lord will see and provide for me. What about the servants? What about the other people that knew? What would they say? What would these people say? But Abraham, he was determined to obey God, regardless of the cost, regardless of the consequences. Abraham, he was committed to go and obey God. Why? Because he trusted in the name of the Lord. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will see and the Lord will provide. God will not break his promises, you see. He will not alter his word. Perhaps he will raise Isaac from the dead. But even if he is not pleased to do so, by one means or another, my God will justify my obedience, and God will vindicate his command that he has given to me. God's name is Jehovah Jireh. Do you know him? Do you trust this God? Even before Abraham knew how his trial would end, Abraham confidently believed God, trusting him to provide what was needed. If you read verses 6 and 7, Isaac said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham, he answers with confidence to his son Isaac. With faith, he says to Isaac, "My son, God will provide. God will provide." This name of God, Jehovah Jireh, that silences every unbelieving thought and objection, the carnal objection that we might have against God. What kind of faith do you have? What kind of faith do I have? Will it give up? Will our faith give up the dearest thing that we own? Will it give up your life and everything for God? And as these words were spoken prophetically by Abraham concerning Isaac and his substitute, they were also a direct prophecy concerning another person. It is a prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, the substitute whom God will provide. God will provide himself a lamb. He is the Lamb of God for sinners. And when Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, he gave honor not to his faith, but to his God. He honors his God. He testifies of God's goodness and grace. He tells us, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." My friends, without question, he was speaking here prophetically in verse 14. He's speaking prophetically about another mount, in the mount of the Lord, in the Mount Calvary. the true Moriah, God shall be seen. The Lord shall be seen. Abraham, under the spirit of prophecy, was saying to us, as God provided a substitute for my son Isaac, so he will provide a substitute for all his covenant people in whom the Lord will be seen. And my friends, that substitute, the Bible says, is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. He was also telling us that as God provided for him in his time of extremity, so he will provide for all who trust him. He will provide for us in our direst times. The God of Abraham, he lives today. He is the same today as he was in Abraham's time and Abraham's day. He is our God. Is he your God? In the hour of Abraham's greatest need, when there seemed to be no possible way of escape, the Lord appears to Abraham and was seen in the mount. So it shall be with the children of Abraham, who are his children by faith, as the Apostle Paul says. He was a needy man at that time. He needed help, and the Lord provided. The command was given, Isaac must die, your son must die, must be a sacrifice. But God then provided himself a ram for the sacrifice. Jehovah Jireh. Let us ever trust him. The Lord, Jehovah, is our preserver and he is our provider. I want us to have this truth fixed in us. And so I want to show you this morning that God's provision for Abraham and Isaac, it pictures the far greater provision of God's grace, by which all sinners who come believing are delivered from sin, the death of sin. I want us to see this morning the provision of God in Jesus Christ. How he died for us on the cross at that Mount Calvary. And how he has given us this sure assurance, sure guarantee, that all of our necessities, both physical and spiritual, will be provided by him for both time and eternity. There are a number of things I want you to take note of through this name of our God, Jehovah Jireh. One of the things I want to speak to you this morning, the first point, is that first translation, the Lord will see. And then I want us to think about the second meaning, the Lord will provide. And then finally, the Lord will be seen. Jehovah Jireh, Abraham said, is the name of our God. The Lord will see. Jehovah Jireh, it tells us that the Lord will see our great need. And as God saw Abraham's great need and provided for it, the Lord constantly is seeing the needs of his people. He sees your need. You might say, the Lord does not hear me. I have prayed to him again and again. But why does he answer? My friends, trust in the name of the Lord. The Lord does see your need. And the Lord provides for all of our needs. Not for our wants, but for our needs. The Lord provides. And this provision of this ram that God sent, that was caught in the thicket Who could have imagined this provision of the ram to die instead of Isaac was the significant type that was before Abraham's eye. When he called that the name of that place, Jehovah Jireh, this ram was before Abraham's eye. The Lord has provided. Our Lord Jesus, do you remember that He tells us in John 8:56, He says, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. Abraham rejoiced to see Jesus' day. And he saw it. Surely then, if ever Abraham saw Christ's day and was made to rejoice for it, it was at this moment when the Lord provided a substitute for Isaac his son. And the teaching is this. God, in the gift of His Son, as the Lamb that is given for the sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ, He made full provision for all of our needs. He sees our need because of our sin and provides for all of our needs through His Son, the Lord Jesus. The Lord graciously, He saw the needs of people in this world long before we were ever aware that we had any need of Him, any needs for Him. And God, He saw the need. He saw the need that we were in because of our spiritual ruin. He saw that we are ruined by the fall, by the sin of Adam, the first man. Wherefore, the Scripture says in Romans 5:12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. God saw this need. These people are dead in their sins. There is sin in this world and in us. That is why there is so much sadness in this world. There is so much sorrow in this world. There is so much sickness in this world. There are so many disasters in this world. They are warnings to us. They are all warnings to us. There is something wrong. Something drastically wrong in this world and in us. It is sin. We are all dead in sin. Without life toward God. We have no righteousness before God. There is nothing good in us. There is no ability even to produce righteousness. Oh, I was talking to a man in our living room a few weeks ago. He came to our home saying that he was a Christian. And he said, I have never sinned. I have never sinned. I said, what about your heart now? Are you a sinner? He said, I am completely perfect in my heart. As I know it now, it is completely perfect and right before God. I do not sin, he said. How sad it was. How sad it is to hear that from the mouth of any person. But there is no righteousness in us, friends. That's what the Bible says. Also, the Bible says that we are alienated from God. We cannot make reconciliation. We cannot make peace with God. What have we to bring peace? Nothing. We have no claims upon God's promises that God has given. We have no claims on those. We are all by nature, the Bible says, without God, without hope in this world, perishing, lost. The worst word that I can think of is the word lost. Lost. Have you ever been lost? Have you ever seen a lost child? In the shopping center, a lost child, not knowing where to turn to, crying out, and the parents are not there. Have you ever been lost? God sees and God provides. God also saw, my friends, our great need as willful transgressors of His law. We have not obeyed the Bible perfectly. His law we have broken. It is broken. And my friends, we break His law, His commandments every day. Our duties toward God, they are not done. And then we do all kinds of things to please ourselves. Man by nature has highest self-esteem. We live in a society today that speaks so much about self-esteem, and that the problem with people is that they have low self-esteem. But the Bible says no. We have by nature high esteem of ourselves. We think too highly of ourselves. We constantly break God's commandments regarding our duties to man. The law of God, it demands our punishment then. And the gates of hell, my friends, they are wide open, ready to swallow up into perdition the sinners who disobey God. We are all perishing. Dead spiritually, by nature. We are condemned to die eternally. But God sees. Praise God. God sees all of these things. And He provides for our needs. Abraham saw these things through this ram that was provided for. Instead of his son, God was teaching things through these things. And he saw the day of Christ. And when he saw it, he rejoiced. He was glad. That's what our Lord Jesus said. But our great and merciful God, He beheld our needs and He intervened to save us by His free sovereign grace. He saw us wallowing in our blood of sin, and He provides. Just when Isaac was in imminent danger of death, when Abraham had taken up the knife, and he was to sacrifice his son, was to bring down the knife upon his son, the Lord stepped in to deliver him. The knife, it was lifted up by the resolute hand of Abraham. Isaac was but a second from death. And then this angelic voice is heard. Abraham, Abraham, lay not thine hand upon the lad. God provided when the need pressed so urgently. So it was with us, my friends. So it was with us. When He saw that the world had come into a state of great danger and into a state of misery, He sent forth His Son. At the appointed time, He sent a maid of the woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. God sent His Son into the world that the world through Him might be saved, the Scripture says. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. When in the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son. Lay not thine hand upon the lad, the angel said to Abraham, because the Lord had provided the ram. What do we say then? What do you say then to these things? Have you come to know this God who sees your needs and has given His Son for sinners? Have you come to believe Him? Do you trust Him like Abraham throughout your life? God sees all my needs. He sees my sin. He sees my daily needs. I pray for them, but He sees them better than I do. He sees me better than I see myself. And He will provide for me the best of things as I trust Him, as I believe Him. My friends, it is not until men and women feel themselves lying at hell's door with the pain of their guilt of sin, crushing them down into it, into their eternal ruin, that the Holy Spirit then comes and reveals Christ, the sinner's substitute, to us. No man, my friends, will ever be saved until he is lost. That's what the Lord Jesus said. No one will ever be clothed until he is stripped and naked. No one will be filled until he is made empty. In Christ, he comes only to those who need him. Do you sense your need for Christ, for a Savior, for a substitute? But my friends, he always comes to those who need him. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to think of. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will see. Think about it, believer. Think about it. The Lord saw me and supplied my need. And he will do the same for all who trust him. I needed life. And God saw that. I needed life. I was dead. And he gives me Christ and his life. I needed redemption. What does he do? He gave me Christ. I needed righteousness. He gives me his Son's righteousness. I needed pardon, and he pardons me and gives me Christ. I needed peace, and he gives me Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will see. Are you in need of God's saving grace and mercy? If you need Christ, then God has made you to sense that. If you know your need of him, God puts these things in you. God sees the need. And he provides for our needs. God gives his mercy to all who need it and seek it. God gives his Son to all who need him and trust him. Abraham needed a substitute for his son, but he was willing to sacrifice his son. But God saw that and provided him with this ram. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will see. But also, let us quickly look at Jehovah Jireh. It means the Lord will provide. I've already said various things about this, but let me just expand on it a little. If God sees my need, then my provision is secure. This is what Abraham tells us by this name, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Let's think about a number of things as we think about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the provision of God for us, the gift of God, the unspeakable gift of God for us. God's provision on that Mount Moriah was made spontaneously. Think about it. It was made spontaneously. The provision that God made for Abraham and Isaac was altogether voluntarily and free. It was not looked for. Abraham was not looking for it. Isaac wasn't looking for it. He had taken the knife to slay his own son. Isaac was lying there still to be sacrificed. And God, he giving us his son Jesus Christ to die in the place of sinners, was also voluntary. It was free. It was spontaneous. We didn't look for him. We were lost. We didn't know where we were going. Christ, he died for us, my friends. He died for us freely. He died for us unsought. He died for us undesired, when men did not desire him, when men did not want him. He died for us before we were born. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God sent his Son to redeem us, and Christ came to redeem us by his death. That simply is because he loves us. We sin, God saves. We stray, God seeks. We wander, God finds. We run, God catches us. The provision that God made was free. The provision God makes is always the very thing that is needed. A ram here is a substitute to take Isaac's place. This is just what was needed. A ram was needed. A sacrifice which will spill the blood in the place of Isaac upon the altar. God knew what was needed. And only He could provide the needed sacrifice. My friends, the immortal God, the never-dying God, He undertakes to endure the death of a man. The immaculate Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He died in the place of sinners. The just for the unjust, as it was prayed earlier, that He might bring us to God. That's what God does. God's well-beloved Son is made to be the object of His unmitigated, complete wrath. Imagine that, God sacrificing His own Son for us. The joy of heaven becomes the man of sorrows who was acquainted with our griefs. God alone, my friends, knows what God endured on that day for us. And God alone knows the love of God that is revealed in the death of Christ. The one thing I know, Jehovah Jireh is the name of our God. He provides us with what we need. In all sufficient sacrifice and substitute, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord, He provides this sacrifice Himself. You see, this is something else. It's the Lord who provides, not ourselves. Let us move on to the final thing. The Lord will see. The Lord will see. Or the Lord will be seen. And that is about the prophecy concerning Christ. It is put in future tense. The Lord will provide. And the Lord will be seen. And the Lord will see. But the Lord will be seen. Where the Lord will be seen? In the mount, it says. The Lord will be seen in the mount. And that can only be about the Lord Jesus Christ, who was seen in the mount when He was crucified, when He was sacrificed for us. And so we point people to the cross of Jesus Christ. It is by faith we see the Lord Jesus Christ dying for sinners. We must go to the Calvary, the greater mountain than Mount Moriah, to see the Lord Jesus. The Lord will be seen. My friends, here is God's provision through His name. God's provision. For our sins, the blood of Jesus Christ must be shed, who is greater than this ram that was provided for Isaac. For our ignorance, the Lord's wisdom is provided. For our weaknesses, the Lord's strength is given to us. For our emptiness, the fullness of Christ is given to us. For our death, the life of Christ is given. Jehovah Jireh. Do you know this God, my friend? Have you come to trust Him? Abraham, he saw the day when Jesus would come. And he saw the picture of Christ coming through what was happening that day on that mount. May God make us see these things too. Amen.